Isn't it a beautiful day to be alive? Yes? Are you happy and you know it? Are you being kind to others and yourself? Because I want to be kind to Debbie a little bit more and the band, yes? Can we give them some more love? Debbie's been singing at churches in Orange County for, I don't know, maybe 30 years? 30 years or more? And just gets better and better. And we have the pleasure, Debbie brought her mom with her today. So make sure you give her some love. And then we've always got Big Bad Chris on the bass doing his thing. Yes? And Violet's dad, Dave Hall, back there. I just love them that no matter who comes here, they can harmonize with them. They can be kind. Isn't that awesome? I mean, that's like music. I'm sure it would be easier for them if we had the same people every week and they practiced and they just knew what was going to happen next because they were playing so tight together. But they're so flexible, no matter who shows up here, they're willing to give it their best. Isn't that awesome? I'm sorry, I love our band just a little bit like this. They are awesome. So our talk title today is Be Kind in a Cruel World. And I think it's a funny talk title for religious science, Be Kind in a Cruel World, because what we talk about, we bring about. When we name it, we claim it, we own it. So is it a cruel world? Is it? There's a lot happening out there. But is it happening for our good or for our bad? Because I know that when we recognize something, if we see it, we can own it and then do something to neutralize it or make it good. Does that make sense? We don't try and eliminate it. We transform it by our kindness and by our attention and our actions. That's what I think Science of Mind is about, or as we now call it, Centers for Spiritual Living. And I really like Centers for Spiritual Living because I was thinking about this. Science of Mind is learning. It's the mind. It's collecting information, discovering ways. But Centers for Spiritual Living is applying everything that you've learned so that you embody that life, that no matter where life puts you, you show up kind. Isn't that cool? Is that good or good? That's good, right? So I am given little cheat sheets, if you will, on what they want the theme, because all the centers are talking on the same topic. So Reverend Cindy Grimes sent this suggested point of view. Quoting Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith, it seems the world has taken a nightmare pill. Remember, oh my God, Matrix, the blue pill, the right pill, the red pill, which one did you take? Did you stay plugged in so you can be hypnotic to the world and not notice? Or did you take the red pill or the whichever one was the one that made you alive, awake, and aware? The blue one. Somebody watched it. So turn on the television, pick up the newspaper, or scan social media, and you will likely see what one researcher has referred to as an unrelenting flow of negativity. This continued barrage of negativity has engendered a sense of fear and helplessness among the masses that's causing many to see the world as dark and dangerous and a cruel place. As religious scientists, though, as people that have gotten the information, we know a greater truth transcends the sense of separation that is creating the feeling and feeding the nightmare. We also know that it's done unto us as we believe. So is life good or great? It is done unto us as we believe. Okay, so I lost my place. Here it is. It is time for those of us who are conscious, awake, and aware to claim the truth that is a superior to the condition. We are being called to remember and live from a truth of wholeness, love, and peace. Each of us being called to be the change we want to see in the world. If we want to see more love, compassion, and kindness, We must embody that love, compassion, and kindness. The Bible says, ask and it is given, seek and you shall find. Principle tells us to look for kindness and we will find it. As we embody and share kindness, it will grow and spread, dispelling the darkness. Never doubt what a small group of people, of thoughtful, committed citizens, can change the world. Indeed, it can. It's the only thing that has. And that last quote is by Margaret Mead. But isn't that interesting that, you know, be kind in a cruel world? In Science of Mind, what I'm looking at, being a ministerial student, is that they're ripping away all my excuses and all my whiny little things that I say. And I can't pretend to be a victim if I'm standing before you saying God is all there is. I can't be both. It's a miscommunication. So if I say it's a cruel world and I act like it's a cruel world, then who is perpetuating and propelling the cruel world? Because what I talk about, I bring about. It would be me, yes? So we can see stuff that's happening out in the world, but we get to decide, like in the beginning in the Bible, when Adam got to walk throughout the garden and name all the animals, we get to name what's going on out there. And we get to decide what it means. And we get to decide how we use it. You guys are following me so far. This is good, right? Yes, Judy. So, thank you, Anne. In our Science of Mind logo, you know it's the Trinity, right? You have the spirit or the consciousness moving through the subconscious, love moving through law, creating form. Yes? So it is all God, but in order to teach it and describe it, we talk about the individual love that moves through the ever-givingness of God that creates form. And God can only give you that which you've asked for. So when you look at the form and you go, wait a minute, this seems like a poopy world. This is a cruel world. Do we go down here and we try, you know, pick up the poop and move the poop and say, hey, did you throw this poop at me? I'm throwing it back. Then we're just slinging poop, right? If we only operate in the physical world, if we only talk about what's in the physical world. In my classes with Reverend Dr. Harry Morgan Moses, who is a really funny, really intelligent man, just incredible, can quote any book he's ever read. He's been doing it for years, 30 years. So he knows the words to his song. So he was talking about the poopy world, that when we start claiming and talking about, you know, it's time to clean up the poop, but not this poop. This is the poop I use to fertilize my life. You know, this is what I use to help me grow. Well, you've been hanging on to that poop for so long, it's starting to smell like methane. It's starting to build up. And if you don't handle your poop, it's going to explode on you and the ones you love in your life. And then, what is that saying, when the feces hits the fan? Then we're ready to take a look at it, right? So what I wrote in my paper to him, because he kept talking about it, poopy world, that if we're looking at the manifestations in our life, if we're looking at the material things in our life and they're not bringing us joy, we don't rearrange the manifestations. We don't sit there and focus only on the manifestations, because that's the end result. There's the love intelligence that is individually expressed through the ever-givenness of God and giving you this. If you decide you don't want this, you don't curse it, you don't throw it away, you don't throw it at others, you don't mess with that. You go back to the beginning, in the meditation, in the inspiration of God, and you catch that, and you focus on that, and you vibrate with that. And it's so interesting that Betty brought the bowl today, because what Dr. Harry would do is that all we are is information and vibrating information and energy, yes? Each one of us, we're doing this. Listen, how beautiful. See how long you can listen to the sound. We're all energy and vibration, information moving throughout this room. So we're in meditation that keeps us at the sweet, continuous vibrating sound. When we are in meditation and we have a negative thought, it stops the vibration. It stops the loving vibration of the essence of who you are. So we meditate so we can go longer. We can go longer without letting the thoughts interrupt us. So we go, okay, well, I'm working on myself, but I know people don't like me. I know that there's people out there that, you know, don't like the way I show up. Well, that's okay. It's not either like or not like. It's all God. There's some stuff you like and there's some stuff you don't like. It's no big deal. You talk about what you don't like, guess what you're going to get? You talk about what you like, you develop it into love, guess what you're going to get? Yeah? So we talk about what we want, not what we don't want, or not what's uncomfortable. We choose. When we do that, we get this. Now when somebody does something, it doesn't stop the vibration because you're centered. You get to choose. You get to choose. If you're interrupting your own vibration of love, meditation, affirmation, taking classes, working with a practitioner allows you to vibrate at the level you want. You choose. You choose. What do I want to bring to the game? What do I want to bring to the table? And then if you're affected by other people's thoughts and emotions, and you go, I don't like going there. I don't like being around them. When you practice your spiritual practices, guess what? Nothing they do can interrupt you because you're emanating from within to out. You're filled with overflow with love. Isn't that good news? That is good news, you guys. I'm telling you, I love, after 20-something years of being in this teaching and being a practitioner since 2005, you think I would understand that better. But when I got a visual for it, it was incredible. We come here and we meditate before service to set a vibration of love, receptivity. We are creating a space for people to walk in and be immersed with love. That's the power of meditation when you focus on the highest and best good for yourself and others. You're washing yourself. You're freeing yourself from the toxins and allowing the love of God to shine in and through you. And we create that space. And then, like Betty, we do affirmations. Affirm the good that we want. Affirm. Affirm that we want that perfect parking spot. Dudes, they, you know, like in The Secret, they say start with something little to build up your spiritual muscle. And then start making a demand on God. Because it says, ask and you are given. What are we asking for? If I'm looking in the mirror and I refuse to smile until the mirror smiles at me, how long will I be sitting there? Long time, I heard someone say. But if I look in the mirror and I say, good morning, beautiful, I love you, you are going to have the best day ever, let's go have some fun, and then that reflection comes back to me, and then when I come out here, I look at all of you and say, guess what, we're in for the best day ever, which is the new tagline of this church, right? It starts with us. It starts with us. I can't be the ringing bowl for you. You have to be the ringing bowl for you. You have to set your own vibration. You have to do your own work, because with accomplishment comes confidence. And when you have the confidence to do this, then and only then do you see the evidence of your desired effect. Oh, this is so good. I love taking ministerial classes. I recommend it for everyone. I wrote this and I said, now as far as the poop in my life, outside conditions are temporary. And poop doesn't always manifest the day you ingest or digest. Poop travels at the speed of poop. Depending on how healthy you are and how active you are and what you chose to bring into yourself, you ingest, you digest, you eliminate, right? We don't hold on. Let's hold on to our poop and see how good we feel. It's all, I mean, I'm willing to be silly for you to get the message. Do you understand that? It takes a little crap to keep things fertilized to grow. So a little crap is good for us. Oh, I'm sorry, poop. Poop is softer than crap. However, when you hold on to that and it builds up, it gets toxic. Then when you start going to a practitioner, you start taking classes, you go, well, this doesn't feel good. Well, it doesn't feel good to handle your poop. But when you handle your poop and you let go of it, don't you feel better? You get what I'm saying here? So in the circle, with the V going, the individualized expression going through the all-givingness of God, manifesting your life, what are you asking for? Ask. Receive, and then pray believing that you have, that you may receive. And as far as negativity goes in a cruel world, I've got three examples for you of people that we use in this teaching to help you see that they overcame and overcome difficulties. Viktor Frankl, everybody know who he is? Man's Search for Meaning. He was a very famous, successful Jew that was caught in World War II, and he went from a man to a number to a wonderful inspiration for people overcoming devastation. And he was said, or quoted to say, those who have a way to live can bear almost any how. When you have a why to live, the how may seem difficult, but you can handle it, right? But you have to know, what am I getting up in the morning for? To make it through another day? To go to that dang job? To make breakfast for those ungrateful kids? To clean house for a husband that doesn't come home anymore? I don't know. You name what your cruel world is, and then switch it. Switch it up. Does anybody know Malala Yousafzai? Yeah. Yes? Beautiful young lady, beautiful, strong soul. In 2014, she won the Nobel Peace Prize. In 2013, she wrote a book called I Am Malala. Why did she do that? In 2012, she was shot in the face for wanting an education. In her country, women don't get to go to school. Did that stop her? She said, do you think a bullet to the face is going to stop me? You silly man, watch me. You just gave me my platform. Yes? That's what you do with a cruel world. You take it and make it kind. She is now the spokesperson for third world countries, allowing women to get an education. How incredibly phenomenal is that? Yes? And then with all this, thank you for letting me borrow your glasses, by the way. In all of this, there was a Mexican migrant worker who came here at 13 and was working in the fields. And you remember in the 80s, we decided we were going to get rid of all the immigration illegals and send them back to Mexico. Well, that worked for like a minute because nobody was willing to go out and farm the fields for the amount of money they were paying them. He came back at 16. He said he was making $3.35 an hour to do this all day. Ay, ay, ay. So did he let it stop him? No. Thank you for the opportunity, he said. Thank you for the job. Thank you for the money. I take it. He started going to community school and learning English. And from that, he kept going, and he is now one of the top neurosurgeons. And he is helping people But did he, with lack of education, lack of funds, in a country that really didn't want him there, did any of that stop him? And did he end up helping those that were being cruel to him? You see where I'm going with this? And the hardest thing I have to worry about is somebody doesn't like me. I need a woman up here. Where in my voice, I will sing the praises of what I understand about science and mind, spirituality, that God is love and love is God. And if I don't love you, there's an aspect of me I don't love. And I can't live with that. So if Malala went on to become famous and won a Nobel Peace Prize, she didn't say, hey, shooter, I now forgive you. Come on over for lunch. We're going to hang out. She didn't do that. You can forgive so that you don't carry the poop in your life and then use that poop to fertilize your life. Or if it's a lot of poop, learn how to handle a lot of poop so the trajectory can send you out there and go shoot among the stars. Use it to be a better person. Because who I say I am is what matters to me. Who you say I am, when it's sweet, I like it. I like it. You can do that. But I want to be this. So you can bring it. It's a call for prayer, whatever you say. Because in ministerial school, they've told us that not to only listen to the praise and not to only listen to the negativity. In fact, just listen to the Spirit. And I go, you know what? This path is making me a happier person. I can do that. I can do that. Does this make sense so far? Yes. Good, because I want to read to you a thing from Science of Mind, because Ernest Holmes supports this. He says, it would be difficult to believe in a God who cares more for one person than another. There can be no God who is kindly disposed one day and cruel the next. There can be no God who creates us with tendencies and impulses we can scarcely comprehend and then eternally punish us when we make mistakes. God is impersonal observer, divine, impartial giver, forever pouring itself into its creation. That's God loving you. Now, if you're getting a lot of things you don't like, take a breath and choose to say something else that you may experience what you want and not what is hurting you. There is no condition or disease or challenge that love cannot overcome. In David Hawking's book, Power Versus Force, the most positive words have the highest energy, the lowest words have the lowest energy. One person that can hold the vision for good can negate 50 people who are speaking negativity. Can you imagine what 50 people speaking good can do? Let's let our light shine. Because Ernest Holmes also says, every thought of cruelty is disturbing to the entire body. Solomon tells us that he that is cruel troubles his own flesh. Thoughts of peace and goodwill, recognition of unity of all men, will produce harmony and bring about perfect elimination of the body. Don't hold on to crap. Poop. Sorry. So, poop. I want to share real quick also about this cruel world that we think we live in. Sometimes it's hard to ignore the television and the information and all the stuff that's coming at us. Between 1949 and 1969, less than 1 million people had a TV in their home. By 1970, 96% of homes had TVs. How many TVs are in your home now? How many? When's the last time you went to a restaurant and they didn't have a TV in every corner? So the spiritual practice I want to talk to you about is that in the morning, claim what you want from God. God, I am making a demand on you. Prove me in this day. I see love, I express love, I receive love. Do something, put a demand on spirit, and then watch how it manifests. Because in the evening, you're going to write down, the gifts I received today are. And that's a spiritual practice. It's no longer science of mind. It's centers for spiritual living. Live what you know. So the next one that I would like for you to know is that even though we may not hear the radio and TV and the computer, those waves are out there. So if you do not claim the station you want to be in tune with, all that.